Store. If you want early access to episodes, ad-free and exclusive bonus episodes, then subscribe to Germaniacs on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe, Illy!
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Oh my God, there's Rosé the gardener outside. What is he doing? He's got the hose between his legs while he's tying his hair back. Oh my God. One sec, Germaniac.
Rosé! Rosé, hi. Over here. Do you want me to hold your hose while you do that? I can just climb over the railing. Okay, let me know if you need me.
Bye. Hi, sus guys. So I have literally been so busy this week. I've got so much goss. Oh my God, I just caught my reflection in the podcast mirror. Oh my fuck. I'm so much hotter in LA. I don't know what it is, but it's like, I'm kind of like really blossoming. Anyway, buckle up, sluts. Let's get on with the episode. This week on Germazing in LA, a straddling pottery wheel girl, methane the frat boy, sniffing Hannah Goannon's paw, offending the bullfighters, the molesting squirrel, and is that restaurant really called cum? Your weekly dose of fashion school life, new friends, and partying in LA from the angel in the city of angels, the girl who lives rent-free in your wet dreams. I'm Jermay, J-A-apostrophe-M-I-E. I'm quiche, I'm rich, I'm a bitch, and I'm Germazing. Hi, Germaniacs. Welcome back to Los Angeles, where your babe is being iconic and slaying life, sort of. So I'm in the condo at Casa de los Ricos. Reeks. Loving life. I'm sitting in front of my mirror at my podcast studio / dining table next to my vision board, which I still haven't added to yet, but I will. Well, I did put a mini Polaroid up of me and Amber. That's like not really a vision. It's just like a cute pic. And one that I used to have on the fridge at Double Bay. By the way, I went back and liked a whole bunch of Amber's posts. From like a year ago, and then I unliked them again just to like get her attention. And the bitch didn't even respond with anything. It's like, I'm so off it. Anyway, that trick always works, but yeah. So I've got a class to Savo, but I just wanted to give you guys the tea about the weekend and the trip to Silver Lake with Prisha, my new friend. Wait, what the hell is Rosé doing? Oh my God, he always looks so sus. He always catches my eye and quickly looks away all the time. I think he was picking his nose and he suddenly realized I was watching. Hi, Rosé. He's waving back. Oh my God. At least he doesn't eat his boogers. Oh my God, he just did. He's kind of creepy, but he's growing on me. I had him over on my balcony on Sunday and I gave him some iced tea, just a little work break for the laborer. And I showed him Hannah Goanna. He had a little hold. He sniffed the paw. We just had a good chat. His English is really bad. And my accent is insane. So we don't really understand each other, but I dropped some hints about drugs. Like I told him I want to get into the party scene, wink, wink. I asked him if he's seen any mountain lions on the grounds of Reeks, ever. And he just laughed and kept patting Hannah. It wasn't a joke, though. I want to know. I'm legit scared. I don't want to, like, jump onto my balcony because I'm ground level. It's so easy for a lion to just, like, hop onto my balcony and, like, pull the sliding door across. And then, you know, it's certain death for me. Anyway, so I wanted to tell you guys about the trip to Silver Lake with Prisha, the Prish dog. I tried calling her that and she was all, don't call me that. So she's really serious, but I'll just use it for you guys. Silver Lake was so cute. Oh my God. Olivia told me to avoid it because like it was too indie and like, but I liked it. So yeah, after we got our fabric samples from that fabric place that Prisha found, we went to these farmers markets and took photos on the rainbow staircase for my gram. And then we found this cute little vintage store and I bought this like lumberjack shirt and this like vintage like Y2K band t-shirt that I cut into a midriff. I think it said Creed or something. And I have my Galaxy leggings, my platform Uggs. That's kind of my look of the moment. So yeah, it all just worked together with the lumberjack shirt. I changed and carried my clothes, my old clothes, and like this cute little tote that I bought from the markets that said Psycho, which is kind of apt for me. Yeah. And then we went into these vinyl stores. Oh my God. And I was like, I need some vinyl, even though I don't have a record player or whatever you call it. And I'm not really into music. I made Prisha take pics of me like staring at vinyl records and looking all serious, like I'm reading it and as if I knew what I was looking at. Then we went up this side street and Prisha was like, let's turn back. Like she got scared. And thank God I said no, bitch, because in the next garage we passed, there was this absolute vision of beauty. This like hot young girl in overalls with no shirt underneath with her legs like straddling this like clay wheel thing. And she was like fully spinning this pot and using her fingers like all over it. And she was like dripping in like wet clay and like it was all like smudgy on her face. And I got instant fanny flutters. And she goes, howdy. And I'm like lost for words. And I'm like, hi. And she said I could take one of her business cards. And I took one, but I was kind of too nervous to say too much. I was just like staring at her. She was just like so hot. And then I had this brainwave. I'm going to do it. I'm going to get into pottery. I'm going to get a pottery wheel for my condor and like little short overalls like this girl's. And like straddle it and do like content for my socials, like, and just be looking all like hot and like sweaty and like clay splattered and like talk about like sexy topics and stuff, like while I'm making pots, and just like rubbing like phallic pieces of clay in with my hands and yeah. And like, and then I could like sell my pottery for shitloads to my viewers. Like I'll have like a separate like sales page or whatever. It doesn't even have to be good. I'll just like mark it up. So I told Olivia Bellissimo, Sydney socialite / influencer / my homie, that was my plan about the pottery wheel. And she's all like, no way, that's gross. She fully like put her foot down and like said it was like really off brand, too crafty and like, I need to have like a more sophisticated image if I want to move in her circles. And she's all like, I need you to behave yourself, Jemay, and stop being weird, which I get. I am kind of weird, but, and I do like really appreciate Olivia's guidance because like she's killing it in the whole like influencer scene. And she goes, Jemay, you need to post better content of a higher standard and needs to be more polished and less kind of random. Think about your grid and your whole aesthetic and your pinned posts and, you know. And if you ever want to be accepted as like a true influencer / socialite, like I need to act a certain way. So yeah, I was kind of devo, but yeah. Thinking more about it, I probably should not get the clay stuff. She's kind of right, but it was a fun idea. I don't know. So anyway, I've got fashion school this Savo. It's been good, but it's kind of really hard work, all the classes, and it's like so many hours. And I'm already working on my designs for my capsule collection for the end of term. It's like this major assignment. Prisha's been like advising me with my designs because she's like really good. And I've been like sucking up heaps because I'm going to make her do all the work probs. Yeah, so, oh, remember that like hot skinny hobo guy that I threw the chocolate bar at? I threw one every day, like, or at least like half a chocolate bar. And on Friday, he threw one back at me and it hit my head. Like, it didn't hurt that much, but it was just like, because it was just like a skinny little, like, chalky bar. But like, how ungrateful, like, what a bastard. Like, I'm trying to be all wholesome and like caring. I'm going to get my Uber to like drop me off at a different gate today. He's lost. He always looks at me, but he's not going to get to anymore. He misses out on seeing my cute butt strutting into campus every morning. Anyway, I'll check in with an update later, Germaniacs. Illy. Hi, Germaniacs. I'm a bit croaky because it's really late. I'm just watching the bait that I left on the table on the balcony. I left a pile of corn chips out to see if like mountain lions come and get them. And I've just made sure that the doors are securely locked. I'm just going to try and be really still here so it doesn't get startled and I get a good look. Yeah, I'm hoping we make eye contact and have like a wild animal moment. Sore update is I had a day at fashion school. I did visual communications, merchandise marketing, was my other class. Pressure is on all my classes, which is good too. So I've got someone to like talk to and like, I'm not a Nigel, no friends. So yeah, we just like sit up the front together, like full geeking out. Like there's so much work to do. Oh my God. So after class, we went back to Prisha's room in the student housing thing on campus. It's really povo. I didn't want to be seen, so I wore this like massive hoodie and pulled the hood like right over my head, like really far. Yeah, the student comms really like embarrassing and not really on brand for me to be seen there. So Olivia told me to avoid it. But yeah, we just chilled. Prisha was showing me all her clothes. Her place was like anally organized. Like she's kind of like full on. And I said, take the Prisha down, like quoting that song. And she didn't get it. I wanted to go buy like weed gummies with Prisha because they're like legal here, but she's all like shocked when I said it and she's like, no way. She's such a dork. She's kind of really boring. I was using my hair, like holding my hair over her to see what bangs would look like on her, and it was kind of like cute. Yeah, she wasn't into it, but something's got to be done. Her hair's like a bit too kind of Bollywood for my liking. I asked her if she's into nose contouring and she was like sus as well because her honker is like kind of takes your breath away. She keeps catching me looking at it when she goes profile. So yeah, I was saying to Prisha how Fidham doesn't really have like the typical like movie version of like college life vibes like I thought it would, and how like I was like hoping it would be all like sororities and like frat houses and stuff, and like I thought there'd be heaps of like parties, but it's just kind of not that kind of place. So you have to go to like one of the big colleges like UCLA or something. So anyway, I was scrolling around on the old Instagram-io the other night and I came across this college student guy from UCLA called Ethan. His friends call him Methane. He's 19, but like cured. So slid into the DMs and explained my whole like situation, how I was an influencer from Australia, like living here on my own. I was at fashion college, but it was like I was hoping to party like in more like a real like college environment, like a UCLA. And then I DM'd him some shots of me in my undies. But I was like, oh my God, that was not meant for you. I'm so embarrassed. Delete. I always do that. And that kind of sparked his interest. It always works. And we kept chatting and he said how there was like a Friday night party that might be happening in his frat house and he'd see if the boys would like allow me to come. I really hope it happens. Oh my God. I'd go with Prisha, obvs, because like I don't want like a gang rape situation. But yeah, so yeah, Methane said he'd get back to me with an answer soon. I told Olivia about it and she said no to the frat party. She's like, she said it's really off-brand and kind of immature and trashy, and which I get, but like, I don't know. I'm kind of a bit trashy and immature deep down, so. Anyway, so this is like legit exciting. Olivia wants me to go to this gathering at a restaurant to meet all her friends from the Pussy Palace, like influencer house. Like there's some like big name influencers. And she thinks I need to start to like interact and like collab with other influencers, which is probably true. Like I should like start to like network. And it's at this really posh new restaurant called Come. Come, like C-O-M-E, not C-U-M. I was kind of excited that maybe they served cum, but they don't because it's not that spelling. Just like in a soup or something. I don't know. Just like, I don't know. I thought it might have been some sort of thing where the chef just like jizzes into a, like a potato like soup. Or, I don't know. Anyway, it's this big new thing, this restaurant. And the whole night will be good for like content harvesting, like, I'm kind of nervous, but I feel like I really should do it. It's like a good thing for me to do. Wait. Oh my God. What the fuck is that? Oh my God, Shemaniacs on the balcony. It's a fucking squirrel. Oh my God. Who knew that came out at night? I wanted something better to take like the corn chips off the table. It's like fully climbing on the table. Oh my God. At least it's not like a raccoon or like a coyote or something. Anyway, it's cute. Oh, I told Olivia that I was thinking I should become a de-influencer. It's this new thing and like where we like fight consumerism and like I become like a climate change fighter, and because it's like kind of more on trend right now to do that. And she like paused for ages trying to work out what to say, and she goes, look, Jamie, there's ways of seeming like you care about that stuff, but like brands like pay us, so we can't really be too like save the planet-y, which makes a lot of sense. Like she's really smart. Anyway, so I'm not going to do that. All right, guys, I'm just going to like stare at this fucking squirrel because it's freaking me out that it's eating my corn chips, but I better hit the hay, as my fellow Americans say. That fucking squirrel better not try and break in and molest me while I'm asleep. I'm gonna have to put like a rolled up towel across the gap under my door just in case. Wait, oh my God. I'm just getting a DM. It's from Methane. Ethan, the guy from the frat house. Oh my God. I'll just read it. All good for Friday. I'll send deets. Looking forward to meeting face to face and showing an Aussie chick around a real life frat house. Oh my God, the frat party, it's gonna happen. Oh my God, I have to ask Prisha and make like her be like my wingman for the night. Oh my God, this is so good. I hope Methane doesn't think I'm like straight. I did ask him for a dick pic. Okay, that could have been like misleading. Oh, fucking hell. It's Friday night. Friday's the fucking dinner with the Pussy Palace influencer girls at the restaurant. What am I gonna do, Shemaniacs? I really want to go to the frat party now, but I really should like start to like network with influencers. Oh my God, Shemaniacs, why do I always get myself into these like fucking dilemmas? Fuck my life.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hi, Jamie. My name is Candace and I'm from America. And I was, first of all, wanted to say that you are such an inspiration to all of us. And we just love your amazing podcast over here. My question is, since turning 40, I've been really concerned with my level of quicheness. you know, so I thought maybe you might have some ideas on the aging process and your level of quicheness and just how to maintain it past 40. And can you even really have it past that age? So I hope you had a great holiday. Bye.
Hi, Candace. Yeah, you too. So this is a really common question that I get a lot. I'm just looking at your pic that you sent in here. So yeah, thanks for sending that in. That's really brave. I can see a little bit of soft focus there. You're trying to trick Jemay. No, we all do it, babe. So look, you say 40. Looking at the pic, I think someone's telling a few little porcupines, but we women, that's our prerogative, as they say. So you say quiche past 40. Look, babe, truth be known, you cannot really be quiche past 30. Quiche is only really achievable for girls in their 20s like me. So it's a step above hot. It's like rootable. You have to have a kind of freshness and like ripeness, I like to say. No fine lines, no pussies that have been like destroyed by childbirth, etc. So I'm not being a bitch. I'm just answering your question and telling it like it is. But there are things you can do, honey. It's like, it's not over. So there's obs the surgical route. There's a range of things I would suggest for you, just based on your picture, like a full major facelift or a chicken wing tuck. Look at those arms, tummy lift, etc. But I'm not going to go there. That's like for you to think about in your own time. I just want to give you today some like non-surgical day-to-day things that like you can try. They're not going to make you like quiche, but they might just like soften the blow, so to speak. You could attract like an older man, maybe someone elderly. I'm not being a bitch. I'm just like, you're gorge. I'm just being honest. So the main approach that I suggest for women of a certain age, you want to not ever allow anyone's gaze to ever really find your face and notice all your fucked up, problem areas. So keeping that face moving is the key. So you just want to adopt a bit of like a wobbly face thing. I'm doing it now, just moving my face around, shaking it from side to side. So the person you're talking to just like sees this kind of blur and it helps to like smooth things out. Be careful of the neck area jiggling too much when you do that. You can go a bit like turkey vibes. You can try like a really big loud laugh and like swing the head back to like stretch out the turkey neck. That can work as well. If you place, another one I tell mum to do this, like if you place your middle fingers on either side of your forehead and you kind of, and then either side of your mouth with your thumbs and you kind of like sort of act like really stressed out, like you're sighing at the same time. And as you do it, you just pull the skin back like really tight. Just give it a lot of like pull. And people won't pick it. It just gives you a kind of like temporary facelift. Yeah, I get mum to do it all the time because I can't stand looking at her. And it really helps. Obviously, like, just like a simple gut suck in can help sometimes, especially in photos. Just think in the one you sent me, you could probably have tried to like suck that in a little more. Age spots are tricky to remove as well for women like you. So I do, for the older ladies, suggest like you draw on an entire face of freckles, just like with a makeup pencil and like a light auburn or something. Just like kind of like, you'll look kind of crazy and chicken foxy, but it'll just hide those age spots and kind of like camouflage them. Hands can be a giveaway too for the aging ladies. So again, the movement theory, just wobble them around, like shake them in front of your face when talking and stuff. So just like a shaky hand to blur that horrible like veiny skin that you've got there. Simple ideas like that. You could try popping on like a mud face mask. Just keep it on all day. Go full coverage all over the face. Do the eyelids, down the neck. Be mindful of racial issues. But just, it'll hide a multitude of sins, as they say, and really do you some favors. just try to think of some facial expressions you can do that kind of just stretch out the face. Like sometimes I tell mom to like, I get her to like press her face up against like a wall or like a glass sliding door, just like one cheek and just stretch it back while she's talking to someone. Just say like you're tired and like you need something to lean on or whatever as you pull it back anyway. Sorry, Candace, I hope that's helped and some of those tips get you a little closer to being quiche. But like I say, age is a bitch and we all have our time to shine, so... And yours has long since passed. Sorry. Illy. Bye. It's Friday, Germaniacs. Just in the condo. Prisher is over here at Reeks for Prees. We're going to have spicy marks. I got the stuff. It's her first time here. She loves it. She's just in the shower right now. Can probably hear her. She loves the condor. Oh my god. She's like, wow, it's huge. And she ran up the spiral staircase. She met Hannah Goanna. I warned her not to touch the paws. So yeah, I'm just sitting here in front of my mirror looking at my face, and I've just done my makeup, working on my eyebrows, getting ready to go out. And just looking at a certain vision board next to me, and I've put up a new picture. It's a picture of a hot girl straddling a pottery wheel in overalls, all like covered in like splattered clay. Because guess what I just bought? Saz Gampy, because your granddaughter just dipped into the funds to buy pottery equipment for my condor. I'm doing it. I'm fucking reinventing my whole image. I'm going to be a clay slut. So I know Olivia's going to be mad about it. She's going to be so pissed about it. But like I was talking to Rosé from the balcony and I told him about how like I wanted to get into pottery and how I saw that girl at Silver Lake and it just like inspired me to be like a clay whore. And I told him how Olivia said it was like too crafty and weird and off brand. And Rosé goes to me, it's hard to understand, but I got him to repeat it like four times. He goes, dreams are for following, Jamay. Get your wheel, mold your clay. He's so wise. Oh my God. He was trimming a hedge at the time. And so, yeah, it was impressive. Oh, by the way, Prisha said his name's Jose. He said Jose when they met. So I just can't understand him, which kind of makes more sense that he's Jose, but it's less fun. So I'm just going to keep calling him Rose. So I've got to work out where I'm going to set up my pottery, like, studio when it arrives. It'll be here next week. I could do it up on the mezzanine, maybe, but I don't know. I might want to get like inspired while I'm like spinning and looking out into the garden. Yeah. Is pottery Spanish? I feel like it's kind of really senorita-ish for me to be like living in Casa de los Ricos and doing pottery. Maybe it's Greek. Actually, I think it's Greek. I don't know. I'm appropriating some kind of culture, but YOLO. Speaking of, so my outfit tonight is so curate. I'll walk you through it. I'm going for a kind of like alt girl aesthetic. I'm doing like a nude ballet flat with like a knee high stocking and a kind of like tulle micro rara in a cream with like a few little sequins just for some shimmer. And then I'm doing like a little white tank and this little kind of bolero shrug. No offense to the bullfighters. With little tiny sleeves in like a chocolate cashmere. I'm toying with the idea of doing like a bun, like full ballet, because it's kind of like sleazy ballerina vibes. I don't know where, maybe like a chopstick through the like bun, like a crossover thing, sort of mix up the cultures. I don't know. No offense. And then makeup wise, I'm doing like a really heavy, like brushed up brow. I'm working on that right now. And a kind of like a sleepy eye, like a statement red lip too, like really bold. And then like a beauty spot on my forehead. I'll get Prish Dog to like take pics once I'm done and all dolled up and see how the look works all combined. Prisha, hurry up. How's the water, Prisha? Oh my God. Jokes. She wouldn't get that anyway. Oh my God, I haven't even told you. Guess where we're going? So I decided I'm ditching the influencer dinner and I'm gonna not show up. I'm taking Prisha to the frat party at UCLA. Methane said to text him when we get there and he'll come and like find us. And Rosé said he's gonna drive us there, which is so nice. He's got this ute and he puts his lawnmowers and stuff in. So he said he might come in for a bit. So he's coming over soon. So I'm just gonna do a no-show for the Olivia dinner. She's going to be so fucking fuming when she finds out and hate my guts for like a month. But, you know, YOLO, she'll get over it. You got to follow your dreams, as Rosé told me. So I hope the party's fun at the frat house. I can't believe I'm actually going to like a real life UCLA frat house. It's going to be so good. I hope I don't get hazed. That'd be weird. I just want to like drink out of those like red cups and maybe I'll get like someone to hold me upside down and over a keg. That would be such good content, actually. I'll get Prisha to film it. Olivia will spit chips if I posted that, but YOLO. I'm in my rebellious era. I'm going to finish here more next week. I'll tell you what happens at the frat party and all the other, like, amazing things that happen over the week. I hope my pottery wheel arrives soon. Anyway, love you so fucking much, you maniacs. Stay quiche, Nahugan, Illy, yours forever, your LA party slut, Jemay. Bye-bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
So if you want early access to episodes, ad-free and exclusive bonus episodes, then subscribe to Jemaniacs on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe, Illy!